I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I am lucky enough to have my co-host Golfer Gal back with me this week, as well as a special guest, one of them that's been our favorite over the last year. His name is Mason from Adidas Golf. He'll be joining us in a couple of seconds, and we're going to talk a lot about Adidas shoes, specifically what they've launched recently, what they have now, what they have coming out, and some new things, as well as a contest maybe later on in the show that we'll just touch on and kind of hint at. First, I want to bring in Golfer Gal and say hello. You haven't been with us for the last few shows. How's everything going?
Good. Everything's going really well. I've missed everybody. I'm sorry I haven't been around.
We're not sorry, but that's okay. We had some great experts on that filled in for you admirably, I'll say.
Yes.
Mason, I want to welcome you to the show as well.
Great. Glad to be on. This is always fun, guys. It's always a pleasure.
As we know, last time you were on, we had the release of the special limited edition USA shoes, and that was a big hit. People loved them. I know I love my pair, but we have some new releases coming out from Adidas that we wanted to bring you on to kind of talk about. The first one that launched recently was the Adipure Z golf shoe.
Yeah, actually, Adipure is how we would pronounce it inside the building. You get slapped on the wrist probably if you said it like that.
I was going to correct him, but I thought that he would get angry, so I'm glad you did it for me.
Oh, I'm not angry. I love Josh.
Get slapped on the wrist even though I love my Adidas shoes. I'll be okay with that.
Okay. No, hey, we do. We've got a new shoe called Adipure Z, and it's really a new design direction we're taking with a few of our models. I mean, obviously, Adidas is a sports brand. The three stripes are athletic, and we come from a sports heritage that's been around for a long time, and the Olympics and soccer and basketball and all these sports. But we also know that there's a golfer out there that wants a shoe that looks more classic or traditional, and we haven't really offered a lot of those options in the past few years. So what's really neat about the Adipure Z is you get all the technology you would expect from Adidas Golf, like the low-profile cleat system and, the hand-finished leather uppers that are just gorgeous. But the stripe execution is a really beautiful debossed stripe, meaning that the three stripes are actually just indented into the leather. They're not contrasting. So they do show up, but it's in a really subtle way, and it just gives a really rich, beautiful look to the shoe.
I totally agree. I think it gives it a nice classic look, but you still can see, like if you get up close, you can see the three stripes, but from afar, it just looks like a classic saddle shoe.
Go ahead, Mason.
I was going to say, and we've got the best brown that we've ever come out with. We were sitting around trying to figure out what to call it. I'm from the Redwoods. I'm from Northern California. So I said, hey, this is a beautiful brown. We got to call this sucker Redwood. So that's actually where that story came from on the name of the color. But we got a white, black, and brown, and all of them are beautiful. But the brown in particular is gorgeous.
It's funny. I first saw these when I took a trip up to Bandon Dunes for the Where in the World finale. And the two finalists were both wearing the shoes, and I was like taken aback. I had never seen something quite like this, being that it has the sports function of the Adidas and still has the iconic logo that I really like, but in a very subtle way, like you said. And the brown stuck out for me, and I recently got a pair of the brown ones, and I've been trying them on and wearing them, and they're phenomenal.
It's true. He keeps trying to find outfits that'll match them so he can just wear those shoes.
Now, if we could just come out with a spikeless version of that, you'd probably be in it all day long and everywhere, traveling and all kinds of stuff, right?
You might be right about that. Here's a suggestion, and being that I have no power whatsoever, I'm going to throw it out. I believe that the shoe people need to get with the belt people and make an icon belt strap that matches that color.
Okay, that's a good idea.
I'm all for my matching, and I love these shoes, and I also wear my Adidas belt buckle quite a bit. We just need one, and I know they have the interchangeable functions and things like that. So you can even take credit for that idea when it becomes a big hit. I'll give you that one for free.
Oh, and great! You don't want a royalty on that one?
No, I'm good.
No, I'll take the royalty.
Of course you will. But they need to make that color belt. It is such a good color, and it works with so many different outfits if they match. It really is. It's the best brown color I've seen on a shoe ever.
I completely agree with you. And I think, we always talk about the Adidas line being really, a shoe for everyone. I mean, we're known for our technology, and we got the mesh athletic stuff, the 50-50 protect stuff, gives you protection in wet weather, but also breeze. And, now with this new Adi Pure Z and a couple of the other shoes that are coming in the pipeline for 11, we have not only, you know, a function for any golfer, whether it's hot or cold weather or waterproof, but we've got a look for everyone too. If you want a toned down shoe, we've got that look for you. If you want, you know, bold athletic stripes or color, we have that for you too. So, you know, from $60 to $250 and from, you know, very athletic looking to a little bit more toned down looking, we've got a shoe for you. So it's pretty exciting.
Speaking of another shoe and a different look completely, you guys launched a new shoe technically today.
We did. We launched something we're very excited about. It's a shoe that, you know, it's sometimes referred to as spikeless, but I think that's unfair to the product. It just doesn't have cleats that you can take in or out. So what we did is we came out with it's called the Traction Light FM, and there's a men's color, white, university red, black. There's also a women's color. It's white and pink. So one color each for men's and women's, and they're really versatile shoes. They're shoes that if you're wearing them on the course, you get plenty of grip because we do have traction built into the outsole and permanent cleat elements. But when you're off the course, all the traction on the bottom is the same length away from the sole. So unlike when you're on a cleated shoe where you might feel, you know, up a little higher off the ground and you might feel or hear the cleats hitting the ground, this shoe will feel more like a tennis shoe. So you can get in your car and drive home. It's, you know, a great rain shoe as well, or a second shoe, or a primary shoe if you're someone that just has a little bit more of a casual approach or like something that's sporty and more fun.
And they also have one heck of a price point.
They do. They're, you know, $80 shoes, suggested retail, and they're waterproof. And they actually have a technology called ForMotion that we actually, if you run in Adidas tennis shoes, ForMotion technology is a heel decoupling technology. Basically, when your heel first hits the ground, it allows the heel to separate slightly as you're transitioning from your heel to forefoot. So it softens that blow. So they're super comfortable walking around the course. And again, for $80, waterproof, and with a ForMotion technology is a great value.
And it seems to be, we put up a little bit of information on the forum, it seems to be people, the consumers in general, are loving the look from the sports side of things. I think people have been looking for that blend. And, you know, I think as more people acquire, maybe I rub off on people the wrong way, I do have an affinity for my golf shoes, but as more people acquire more pairs to match with fashion or different, you know, types of weather they play in or even different types of courses, a lot of people were saying they love the sport look and, man, do these look comfortable to walk a course in, as you just said.
Yeah, and I think they also really like, at least what I've been reading so far, is the fact that they don't have the cleats.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not for everyone, guys, I'll be honest, but it is. There's a segment of the market out there that, you know, doesn't require, you know, whether they swing slower or they just approach the game more casually or they're just so cool. Their swing is so good and so smooth, you know, like Freddie, that, you know, just don't feel like they need the benefit of cleats in their shoe. And, you know, we've got an offering for them now. And again, the versatility is really nice because you can wear it on the, you know, away from the course as well and be comfortable. So definitely a nice story there.
Well, that sounds like my tempo in a swing, you know, just like Freddie. I'd be more compared to a folding lawn chair than I would Fred Couples, but that's for a different time and day. I want to give a quick hint out that on the forum and the THP website next week, we are going to be giving a pair of shoes away, and they are a classic shoe, and I think we'll give away the Adi Pure Z. I know that talking to Mason, he was excited about giving these away. I think this is a shoe that everybody needs to try on at least once.
I think, I mean, it's actually an experience. I mean, people oftentimes ask us what makes the Adi Pure so much more expensive than some of your other shoes in the line. And it's materials. I mean, we pay a lot for the leather we use in that shoe. It's, again, it's hand finished and hand buffed on the line. It's why it has such a rich sheen. It's got scalloped edge detailing, full leather lining, a solid TPU outsole with 10 cleats. It's just a gorgeous shoe with a lot of bells and whistles. And when you slip your foot into that thing, you can play 18 holes out of the box, no blisters, no rubbing, and it's going to last a long time. So that's really what you're getting when you pay for a premium shoe.
And we will have a contest up again. Check out the website next week. We will have all the details of a really cool contest that you guys are going to love, and we're going to give a pair away free in your size, and we're excited about doing it.
And are we going to offer any colors, or you just want to pick the redwood? The redwood's so cool.
I think we have to pick the redwood, don't you?
I think we just pick redwood because I think it's the best brown we've ever come out with, and it's gorgeous, and whoever gets it's going to love it. So I say we go with redwood.
And there's thoughts that maybe down the road you'll have a belt to match it if you get these free shoes. I'm just saying that that's a possibility.
Is a possibility, and royalties are a possibility too. We'll talk about that later.
Switching gears a little bit, you know, when I think of Adidas as a sports brand, I think of innovation, technology, things changing. A lot of people don't think of that in shoes, and we addressed that last time you were on. But you guys are constantly innovating and constantly trying to improve on different things based on consumer feedback, based on, you know, media feedback and everything else. What is down the pipeline that you can share with us that people can get excited about?
Well, before I talk about that, I think you nailed on something, you know, that's important to us, which is a constant search for how to make better footwear. I mean, we are footwear geeks on the footwear team here. We love our golf shoes, and it might sound crazy to some people, but we have a test panel of 300 to 400 people that try on our shoes off the shelf. They do a fit test. They'll wear them for a couple months at a time and put 20 to 40 rounds of wear on them. And then we sit down and dissect them. We cut leathers apart. We see where the shoes might be, you know, failing, and we improve upon those areas. We get comfort and wear test scores from these athletes.
Where on earth have I been, and why am I not part of that test panel?
Oh, well, are you a size 9?
No.
Yeah, so right now we do all the testing in size 9.
He's
going to cut off his toes.
Yeah, you can cut off your toes with a you know, bandsaw or something. We can get you in the program, but no, it's just awesome. And the end result is a shoe that when we launch it, it's going to fit right. It's going to be durable. And that's what makes our footwear so great. But you know, we also do testing at the University of, you know, of Calgary, and we do all kinds of high-tech traction testing and see where, you know, pressures are being put on the sole during the swing. So it is really high-tech. But, you know, one thing you can't get around is comfort. I mean, on top of technology, people are always going to want comfort. And we got a new shoe in the pipeline. You asked what might be new. Next year, called the Adi Comfort 2, and it's a very exciting shoe. What I can tell you is it's going to we're going to have an extra length and width offering for the first time. So we're looking at sizes 7 to 17.
Wow.
So if you're a 16 or 17, and you can come out of the woods and finally have a shoe that fits you on off the shelf. Also comes in medium wide and extra wide. So
for Fred Flintstone and whatnot.
Yeah, so we got the Fred Flintstone, we got the, you know, if you're a 4E and a size 16, or you're just a 4E, size 9, we got a shoe for you. It's got a comfort guarantee. It's super, super comfortable. 2-year waterproof warranty at $80.
That's baffling to me, the $80 price tag.
I know.
I know. Well, it's a shoe that we wanted to have a lot of value, and we knew that, you know, the market that we were going after, and that's that's a tough market, but we really sat back. We did a lot of research with consumers, and we're coming to the plate with a shoe that's going to, you know, it's going to be a fit for every foot, regardless of your foot size or width. It's going to fit you, and it's super, super, super comfortable, and it's going to give you all the performance you need on the course too to play. So that's exciting, and we're excited about that shoe. So
going back, you know, a little bit and talking about the complete line. Adidas made a switch to a lower profile shoe now, which I think we addressed, you know, in detail last time. It was just a remarkable switch, because I've said it before that I believe that for this year, for my feet, I can't speak for everybody, but for my feet, the high-end Adidas shoes that came out were the most comfortable I've ever tried on. And I'm talking about golf shoes, dress shoes, sneakers, anything. They are just that comfortable. How can that be improved upon from research and technology? How can you get more comfortable, let me say, than the Tor 360 4.0s or the Adipures?
Well, you know, it's tough. You know, we come out with shoes like the 360 4.0, and, you know, we get rave reviews, and they're so comfortable. And how can you improve upon it? But, you know, you look at something like a driver. I mean, I remember when we came out with the R7, back in 2005, I said, oh, my God, this is the holy grail. There's how are we ever going to improve upon a couple movable weights and this type of club? And here we are 5 years later. We got more movable weights, and we have, you know.
And 40 drivers later.
It's a bunch of people. It's a team of people passionate about what they do and constantly pursuing ways to improve upon how we do things. And, you know, comfort, like you just said, is always something we're looking to improve. But we study the foot, how it's working, And it's funny, I just read Runner's World last night, and there's a big movement in running shoes to be more minimalist. I don't know if you run half or full marathons, but a lot of people at these marathons now have the shoes where there's actually an individual finger for each toe.
Yeah, I don't even drive half or full marathons.
Yeah, he doesn't even like to walk the dog. I mean, running is not in his future.
Running is not. Well, okay. Well, running shoes have long been, for the past 15, 20 years, have been very bulky and thick and you know, supposed to support your foot and prevent it from rolling in or out. And there's actually a movement in running shoes to go to thinner soles to allow your foot to feel the ground and strengthen all the muscles in your feet and be more natural and athletic. And it's the same thing we've done with golf footwear. So we kind of feel like we're on the forefront of that, which is really cool.
That, you know, looking at shoe technology in general, and you're right, using the driver analogy makes a lot of sense, because while things are changing constantly and every year there's more innovations due to technology, it's surprising to some that they've actually, at the same time as technology, they've actually gotten more comfortable. And the use of different materials has been a part of that. What types of materials has Adidas been putting in their latest shoes to add comfort and, you know, technological advances to the footwear?
You know, we do all kinds of things. We'll put a material called Adiprene Plus in the footbed of like a shoe like the Power Band. So when you push off of your forefoot, you get more energy return. It's going to bounce you. It's going to push off. Your foot's going to come off the ground a little faster than without that material. We have materials like X-Static in the lining of the 2 or 364.0. which help regulate temperature, bring heat to the surface when it's hot, and helps keep temperature in when it's cold. It's actually a silver filament woven into the lining. We have, you know, TPUs and high wear rubbers that last, you know, 2-3 years where normal rubber material would wear out. Materials like Adiprene that help when your heel strikes the ground and absorbs impact. So it's not only the materials, it's where you place them in the shoe and what they help you do. And I think that's the constant search, you know, is what new material can I come out with and where can I put it that's going to give the golfer more stability, greater performance, bring them closer to the ground, or more comfort. And that's what we continue to do year after year.
I've always wondered also, how important is the actual weight of a shoe? Because you hear that all the time where people say, I can't wear the shoe because it's just too heavy.
Well, you know, that's actually an interesting question. I think it's important, but it depends on the person. I mean, we get a lot of tour players that say they like a heavier shoe. They just like the weight of it. You know, a lot of the old golf shoes were heavy. They feel more grounded in it. Feels like it's more substantial, so to speak. You also get guys that say, you know what, a heavy foot makes me tired. When I walk 18 holes, I walk 6-7 miles. I don't want a shoe that's 20 ounces on each foot. So I think it depends on how you play, if you cart versus, you know, walking. And then, you know, maybe your overall fitness level or just your preference. And again, we have a Golf Light series that shoes that weigh 11, 12, 13 ounces that are super lightweight. And we've got, you know, tour shoes that weigh 16, 17, 18 ounces that are a little heavier. And again, we have a kind of a weight for everyone, too. So there is definitely a personal preference there. What do you guys like?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, and I was going to jump in a second ago. I don't know if I have a preference. You know, as we've mentioned before, and you've made fun of me before, I got a little bit of a shoe problem, and I've been known to partake in the activities of buying said golf shoes. But I still go back to, I have certain favorite pairs that I wear, and I seem to wear them more often than not. But I do have quite a mix of light and heavy. And I'll give you an example using some of the Adidas lines. This year's Power Bands, the 3.0s,
yep,
I found a little lighter than some of the other ones and some of the most comfortable shoes that I've ever worn. While at the same time, I don't find them as the extreme comfort, let's say, of the 4.0s or the Adipures. They're just it's a different level of comfort. One's not better or worse, and one weight isn't better or worse. I just like them both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I actually prefer the lighter shoes, but that's because I walk really heavy to begin with. He always calls me Thunderfoot as I'm walking around because you can hear me. So I prefer the lighter shoe.
So you wouldn't be a good person to be hired to sneak up on people?
No, I'm terrible.
She also giggles in the background, too. That doesn't
help.
And
my ankles are cracking. It's no good.
I think you touched upon something there, Josh, though, and it's that every foot is different. I mean, why do we do fingerprints? Every finger has a different, you know, imprint. And every foot is, you know, it's different. It's wider and, you know, further up or further back. It's, you know, we all have different widths and lengths and toe characteristics and preferences overall. You know, I get people to come up to me and say, they swear that the Adi Pure fits bigger than the 360 or vice versa by a half size. And you hear it all different ways. And I think what's, you know, what's important to note is we have shoes that have a lot of different weights. We have shoes that the different color. We have shoes, different price points. You know, and so really we've got a shoe that's going to, you know, going to work for everyone. And it's going to vary, but that's why you offer a lot of different shoes. That's why you offer the little heavier shoe, a little lighter shoe.
I thought it was for people like me who have to have one of everything.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but it's also for guys like you who have a closet full of shoes and, you know, have a problem with buying them. But
yeah, I've been known to have a few problems. I prefer to call them quirks, but you know, problems works.
Well, we love them.
I'm sure. What, you know, going back to how every foot is different, if somebody tries on, we get this question a lot, and maybe it's too hard of a question to answer, really, but people fall in love with your shoes, and let's say they live in a remote place.
Yep.
Is it possible to buy a proper shoe online without trying it on first?
Well, I would always say go to of course you can, but your odds of getting a shoe that's not going to fit go up when you don't get fitted for a shoe. So, you know, our shoes fit true to the brand device. You know, the device that when you were a little kid, mom and dad took you into the shop and you stood on that.
Oh,
black
I love
and
that
red.
Thing.
Yeah, of course, and you know, you pull that sucker out. You want to, you know, it was exciting. How has my foot grown? What size am I now?
Exactly, and just knowing that 9 million people have stood on that thing before you with their feet is just wonderful.
Of course. But you know, our shoes fit true to that, you know, that timeless device that measures your feet. And what I will say is, like on the men's side, is we use the same last for all of our shoes. So shoes can always fit different because of upper design and construction, you know, a longer lacing system versus a shorter, different amounts of overlays and different materials can feel different around your foot. But interior, you know, length and width, our shoes should fit true to size. So when in doubt, if you live, you know, in the boondocks or in the middle of nowhere and you've worn a 2 or 360, 3 or 4.0 and you're going for the next one or the new one, when in doubt, order the same size that you've been comfortable in before.
Okay.
And you should probably be very close, if not fitting perfect right out of the box.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank Mason for joining us this week. As always, it was informative, and he didn't make fun of me nearly as much this time as he did last time. And
I'm a little disappointed in that, actually.
Thank you.
No problem.
And stay tuned again. Monday on the THP website, on the homepage, we'll have all the details of a great contest, and we're going to give away a brand new pair. I haven't worn them yet or anything like that, of shoes in your size in the beautiful redwood color, and they will be shipped to you straight from Adidas, so I haven't played around with them or done anything, I swear.
You're starting to scare me.
Yeah, and I really don't have those kind of tendencies, ironically, considering I like that much, that amount of shoes. But it really is. It's going to be a great contest, and you guys will all have a chance to experience these shoes for yourself. And definitely, if you're in the store, you got to try them on. They're that good. I'm dead serious. You will never try on a shoe quite like this one. Golfer Gal, do you want to add anything?
I just wanted to thank Mason for coming on the show. You're awesome, and we hope you come back again soon.
I'm always free to come on. I love talking to you guys. And I just, before we go off, I just want to thank the team that I work with, headed by Dave Ortley, on, you know, the global director of our footwear line, and Marco Grott, the head of our development. They just make awesome shoes, and it's an honor and a pleasure to work with those guys and the whole footwear team. We're like a family. So I love to be able to represent them. I love them.
Well, that's always nice to give shout outs when they're deserved. Now talk to somebody about the belts. I'm telling you, you guys got a gold mine. You guys got a gold mine on your hand because this color is that good. But regardless of that, I want to thank Mason for coming on the show. I want to thank Golfer Gal for finally coming back and doing her job again. And for everybody, we will be back next week with another fine show. Till then, stay tuned for the contest on Monday, and we will see you soon. Goodbye, everybody.